proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 43646 through 43694 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, the revised statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest. We received a letter of protest from ExxonMobil Corporation dated December 2nd, 2013 on track numbers 43654, 43657, 43658, 43659, 43660, and 43661. The staff has reviewed these letters, and there are claimable water bottoms owned by the state within the advertised tracts, and they will remain up. There will be no tracts recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids. Thank you.
Received one bid on track 43646, advertised as 2,346.85 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 124.13 acres. The bidder is Crescent Resources, LLC. Crescent Resources, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $45,327.31. $45,327.31, or a per acre value of $365.16. Annual rentals are $22,663.66. $22,663.66. Royalties at 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43647, advertises 2,499.7 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,281.34 acres. 1,281.34 acres. The bidder is Crescent Resources, LLC. Crescent Resources, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $467,894.11. $467,894.11, or a per acre value of $365.16. Annual rentals are $233,947.06. $233,947.06. Royalties at 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 43648. Or 43649. We did receive one bid on track 43650, advertised as 14 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,170. $2,170, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $1,085. $1,085. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on track 43651. We did receive one bid on track 43652. Advertised as 21 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,255. $3,255, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $1,627.50. $1,627.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43653, advertised as 39 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,045. $6,045, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $3,022.50. $3,022.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43654, advertised as 33 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,115. $5,115, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $2,557.50. $2,557.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43655. Advertised as 6 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $930. $930, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $465. $465. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43656, advertised as 48 acres. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,440. $7,440, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $3,720. $3,720. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43657, advertised as 72 acres. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,160. $11,160. Or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $5,580. $5,580. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43658, advertised as 94 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $14,570. $14,570. Or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $7,285. $7,285. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43659, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,440. $7,440. Or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $3,720. $3,720. Royalties are 20%. We receive one bid on track 43660, advertised as 103 acres. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,965. $15,965, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $7,982.50. $7,982.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43661, advertised as 81 acres. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,555. $12,555. Or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $2,677.50. $6,277.50. Royalties are 20%. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43662, advertised as 19 acres, and the bid is for a portion containing 2.8 acres. 2.8 acres. The bidder is Discoverer Oil and Gas Properties, LLC. Discoverer Oil and Gas Properties, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,400. $1,400. Or a per acre value of $500. Annual rentals are $700. $700. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43663 through 43671. We did receive two bids on track 43672, advertised as 85 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 23 acres. 23 acres. The bidder is Geoterra LLC. Geoterra LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,325. $6,325, or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $3,162.50. $3,162.50. Royalties are 21.5%. The second bid on track 43672 is for a portion containing 23 acres, and the bidder is Geoterra LLC. Geoterra LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,325. $6,325. Or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $3,162.50. $3,162.50. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43673, 74, or 75. We did receive one bid on track 43676, advertised as 72 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $27,010. $27,010, or a per acre value of $370. Annual rentals are $13,505. $13,505. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43677, advertised as 50 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 34 acres. 34 acres. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,580. $12,580. Or a per acre value of $370. Annual rentals are $6,290. $6,290. Royalties at 22.5%. 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43691. 43691. Advertised as 53.36 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $19,743.20. $19,743.20, or a per acre value of $370. Annual rentals are $9,872. $9,872. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43692. 43692. Advertised is 49.72 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,274. $22,274. Or a per acre value of $370. Annual rentals are $11,137. $11,137. Royalties at 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43693. 43693. Advertised as 60.2 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $18,396.40. $18,396.40, or a per acre value of $370. Annual rentals are $9,199. $9,199. Royalties at 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43694. 43694. Advertises 8.04 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,974.80. $2,974.80, or a per acre value of $370. Annual rentals are $1,488. $1,488. Royalties at 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43678. 43678. We did receive one bid on track 43679. Track 43679 advertises 39.35 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,099.25. $6,099.25. Or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $3,049.63. $3,049.63. Royalties are 20%. We receive one bid on track 43680. Advertises 40.36 acres. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,108. $12,108. Or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $6,054. $6,054. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43681, 43682, or 43683. We did receive one bid on track 43684, advertised as 79.4 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,307. $12,307. Or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $6,153.50. $6,153.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43685. Advertises 39.38 acres. The bid is for the entire track. And the bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,103.90. $6,103.90, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $3,051.95. $3,051.95. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43686, advertised as 39.89 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,182.95. $6,182.95. Or a per acre value of $155. $155. Annual rentals are $3,091.48. $3,091.48. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid, contract 43687, advertised as 120 acres. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $18,600. $18,600. Or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $9,300. $9,300. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43688, 43689, or 43690. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul. We're going to start off with our roll call. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Bruyette. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Cordero.
Here.
Lambert. Morton. Sanders.
Here.
Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Graves. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, hope all y'all have a Merry Christmas. I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,836 active leases covering nearly 774,000 acres. The GNE staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 112 leases covering 30,000 acres. And of the 112, there are two leases discussed in more detail today. Let's begin with State Lease 724, Four Isle Dome, Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on May 8, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Hillcorp Energy Company's report and the Grand Hillcorp until November 13, 2013 to report on the drilling of a new prospect. By letter dated November 11, 2013, Hillcorp reported that the well intended to serve as their SIBCARS prospect, i.e. the LL&E number 1 well, has been permitted with the Office of Conservation and that drilling operations have been scheduled to commence on the subject well by the end of the year. Staff recommends accepting Hillcorp's report and that they be granted 6 months after the completion of the Hillcorp LL&E number 1 well to submit a plan of development for the remaining non-developed acreage. Moving on to State Lease 797, Grand Isle Block 18 Field, Energy 21 is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on November 14, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Energy 21's report and to grant Energy 21 approximately 12 months to prepare a development plan affecting this lease and the surrounding area. And by November 13, 2013, Energy 21 should meet with the staff to present their development plan. On October 1, 2013, representatives of Energy 21 made a presentation to the staff on their development plans in the Grand Isle Block 16 and 18 fields. Included in their presentation was a discussion of their ultra-deep prospects that span between the two fields, and the necessity to acquire additional state acreage. At the October 9, 2013 lease sale, Energy 21 acquired some 11,800 state acres for a total bonus cost of $2.25 million. In addition, Energy 21 reported that they are presently working with another state lessee on a shallow oil play that directly offsets State Lease 797 to the west. Energy 21 anticipates participating in the drilling and the possible utilization of State Lease 797 acreage should the play be successful. Staff recommends accepting Energy 21's report on this lease and that they provide a status update by November 12, 2014 on their progress in developing acreage on State Lease 797 in conjunction with both the shallow oil play and their newly acquired ultra-deep gas state leasehold. Are there any questions? If not, the force majeure agenda, there has been no change and no update necessary.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Is there any public comment at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff.
Sanders moved.
I have a motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Cordero. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Arnold. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I call to order the Nomination Track Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Burrett. Mr. Sheets.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Right.
Mr. Smith. Mr. Klein. Appoint Emil Fontenot. We do have a quorum. I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero. Ladies and gentlemen, previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 55 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. No action is necessary on this item or the following item. There is a letter of protest by ExxonMobil Corporation dated December the 2nd, 2013, pertaining to tract numbers 43654, 43657, 43658, 43659, 43660, and 43661, situated in Union Parish, Louisiana. We reviewed these tracts, and we feel that there are claimable water bottoms, and they should remain up for today's lease sale. And the following item: 48 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the February 12, 2014 fleece sale of pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations at the Office of Mineral Resources for the February 12, 2014 lease sale.
Thank you. I need a motion and second, please. Motion, Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? The motion passes. Motion second to adjourn the committee, please. Motion by Mr. Suits, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? None opposed? The committee's closed. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Let's take roll call for the audit committee. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Suits?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Klein? And myself, that gives us a quorum. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
I'd like to appoint you as my designee.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item number one is a recoupment request from Ridgewood Energy Corporation for an overpayment of $44,806.75. The state lease number involved is 235. A gas balancing settlement was made with the other take-in-kind producers for October 2011 sales. This resulted in an adjustment in an overpayment in Ridgewood's royalties. Staff has reviewed the documentation and verified the overpayment and recommends that Ridgewood Energy Corporation be allowed to recoup this amount from future royalties.
Thank you. You've heard staff's report recommendation. Can I have a motion to accept staff's recommendation? Been moved by Mrs. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item 2.
Item number 2 is a staff report on Gold King Holdings LLC bankruptcy. It should be noted this is a different entity from the Gold King that we have been dealing with recently. Gold King Holdings LLC filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy on October 30th, 2013. Entities included are Gold King Onshore Operating LLC, Gold King Offshore Operating LLC, Gold King Resources LLC, and Gold King Holdings LLC. Of these, Gold King Onshore was an active payer from September 2010 through October 2011, and they paid on only one LU code. Gold King Resources LLC holds 4 active leases. Total royalty paid by Gold King Onshore while active was $4,238.98. Total royalties paid for the 4 leases held by Gold King Resources is, and this is a correction, I believe the amount is a little bit off on the copy that y'all have, but it's $52,590.07. Gold King Onshore has never been audited. A desk audit has been added to the 2014 audit cycle to include the leases held by Gold King Resources as well as the LU code paid on by Gold King Onshore. And the engagement letters actually went out this week.
Thank you. There's no action required, correct?
No action required.
Any comments or questions from the public either? Thank you. Item 3.
Item number 3 is a request to place Poydras Energy Partners, LLC, on demand for unpaid monthly oil royalties as well as outstanding penalty billed for the late payment of royalties. Poydras has submitted monthly state royalty reports for oil from May 2013 through November 2013, totaling $718,448.96, with no accompanying payment. Poydras was also billed 4 separate invoices totaling $4,000 for the late payment of royalty. These billings, second billings, and pre-demands were issued from October 18, 2012 through July 17, 2013, and they were the result of 4 royalty payments made from October 2012 through June 2013, totaling $233,062.95. Payers are required to submit royalty payments by the 25th of every month, along with the respective state royalty reports. Several attempts have been made by staff to contact representatives of Poydras to try and resolve these issues, but none have been successful. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request. In addition, I would like to add, Poydras is already currently under an audit, so hopefully that'll be done soon. Their audit was engaged before these problems even started.
Thank you. Heard the staff's recommendation. Get a motion to approve, please.
Motion.
Moved by Mr. Schuster. Second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the approval has been passed. Item 4.
Item number 4 is the staff report to the committee that the election for December 2013 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the C. Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you.
Item number 5 is a discussion in executive session of potential settlement in the Gold King Operating Company Incorporated audit.
Do you have a motion to go to executive session? Moved by Segura, second by the committee as a whole. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session. Thank you. I'd like to take a motion to come out of executive session.
Move.
Moved by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? None opposed. We're out of executive session. Can we get the staff's recommendation, please?
We discussed the matter and the settlement offer by Grand Gold King and Gold King Operating Company, Inc. to settle an audit dispute. The board has rejected the offer and has authorized the Attorney General's office to counter the offer. Given the Grand Gold King and Gold King Operating Company 10 days to respond. If they do not respond during that time period, the board authorizes the Attorney General's office to pursue litigation to collect this debt.
You've heard staff's report on recommendation. Mr. Lambert made a motion to accept.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sanders. Any further comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed?
Well, Mike, I'd like to congratulate the Attorney General's office for the way they studied this matter and the way they've explained it to us.
Hearing none opposed, just two attaboys. Motion carries.
Thank you. I appreciate the board.
There's been no further business before the audit committee. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to briefly open the board meeting, regular board meeting, and we'll go back and we'll recess and then go back in the committee meeting, the remaining committee meetings. Ms. Talley, roll call, please.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Bryant. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Martin. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith. Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Great. Thank you. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to recess so we can go back into the unfinished committee
so moved.
Meetings. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. We're in recess. The regular board meeting.
You get on the title here. Good morning, Mr. Heck. Mr. Funko.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Called to order the Legal and Title Controversy Committee and asked that the roll call be made.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Yes. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. We designate Mr. Heck and Mr. Fontenot to make the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Item number one is a request for final approval of an operating agreement bond between the State Mineral and Energy Board and JGC Energy Development to create an operating track for the exploration and development of oil, gas, and or condensate and other liquid hydrocarbons, which proposal allocates to the state a state production interest equal to 26.5% of the fair market value and into the operating tract covering former state lease number 10215, said operating tract containing 160 acres, more or less in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument, which is on the docket as item 1346 for today. The staff was given authority by the board at the April 10, 2013 meeting to negotiate with JGC Energy Development for an operating agreement covering former state lease number 10215. It was stated that state lease number 10215 number one well was shut in for reservoir remodeling, but once work was completed, they were unable to resume production due to complicating factors. This item has been duly advertised. It is on the docket for final approval as item 1346. The staff has determined that the operating agreement is in the best interest of the state and recommend final approval.
Much pleasure, the board.
Move to accept the staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Second. Thank you, Mr. Schutz. Any public comment? Any board comment? Any Objection to the motion? Hear none, the motion carries. Go ahead, sir.
Item number two is a request for final approval of the following acts of correction, whereas said parties desired to amend, correct, and conform paragraph 6DI, whereas said paragraph of state agency leases incorrectly read, each semi-annual payment shall be at the rate of $25, in parentheses, $50 per acre, for the number of acres then covered by this lease, but no payment shall be less than $500, in parentheses, $1,000, and is hereby being corrected to read, each semi-annual payment shall be at the rate of $50 per acre for the number of acres then covered by this lease, but no payment shall be less than $1,000, which further particulars being stipulated in the instruments, and those instruments are act of correction between the Mineral Board and Mac Moran Oil and Gas LLC, affecting state agency lease number 21095, situated in St. Martin Parish, Louisiana, and it's on today's docket as item 1346. Yes, sir.
May I ask you a question? Is there a provision in this? Demonstrates my ignorance of after 5 or 6 years. Is it necessary that you actually read each one of these items into the record, or can we do it by reference? Because you have A through I, and I'm just looking at the time we have.
No, we can do it. We can do it by reference.
As reference.
Is there any objection from the board proceeding in that fashion?
No.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just quickly, Mr. Premier, before you proceed, you mentioned the first item was State Lease 21095. Our copies say 21094. Just want to state for the record which is the correct lease number.
State Agency Lease 21094. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fontenot.
So then, as stated on the agenda before you, I guess I can just go into the explanation and ask for a motion on this.
Yes, sir.
Paragraph 60I is a standard shut-in clause that provides, among other things, a semi-annual shut-in payment of $50 per acre for the number of acres then covered by the lease, but not less than $1,000. The system inadvertently spelled out $25 on the aforementioned leases, or the leases as stated herein, when in fact it should have been spelled out $50 per acre, and it spelled out $500 on the aforementioned leases, when in fact it should have spelled out $1,000. These acts of corrections have been duly advertised and on the docket for final approval, and staff has determined it to be the best interest of the state to correct the leases mentioned above and recommends final approval.
Should these be adopted by references as A through I? Mr. Fondo, the question I would raise is, do we need to adopt by reference items A through I as set forth on the advertised agenda so that we will have a documented reference of the instruments of which you're speaking, sir?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Any objection by the board?
No objection.
Thank you.
I'll accept the motion.
Can I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Schutz. Any public comment? Any board comment? Any objection to the adoption by reference? Hear none. Motion passes. Thank you very much, Mr. Fondo.
You're welcome. The final item is a request by Hillcore Energy 1 LP for the State Mineral and Energy Board's approval and signing, subject to advertising, of a communitization agreement by and among Hillcore Energy 1 LP, the Bureau of Land Management, the State Mineral and Energy Board, and Pikeman Oil and Development Company, pertaining to the following units situated in the Burwood Field, Pikeman Parish, Louisiana. This communitization agreement is affecting the 10,500 RASUA unit, which includes portions of State Lease 1922, 2227, and 2565. Voluntary Unit BUB 11 is in the southwest quarter of the northwest quarter of Section 2, Township 25 South, Range 30 East, which includes portions of State Lease numbers 1922 and 2565. And the third unit would be Voluntary Unit BU3 in the northeast quarter of the southeast quarter of Section 3, Township 25 South, Range 30 East, which includes portions of State Lease 1922 and 2565. These units are situated in the Southwest Pass area where the ownership is claimed by the state, by the Bureau of Land Management, by the private owners. Hillcore has been producing the 10,500-foot RASUA since 2005 and have been producing those VA units back for probably the last 50 years, which includes portions of state lease numbers 1922, 2227, and 2565, and royalties have been paid to the state timely. The federal government requires a communitization agreement for its share of production royalties to be allocated. The staff recommends, subject to advertising, that the board approve and sign the aforementioned agreement.
Chair will entertain a motion. Thank you. Chair here a second. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. D. Smith. Any public comment on this matter? Any board comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. Chair will entertain a motion to recess. Thank you, Mr. Adair. Thank you. I have a second. Any objection? Recess. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot. Thank you, Mr. Heck.
I would like to call the docket committee to order and ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein? Here. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
We have a quorum present. I'd like to ask the staff to make recommendations, please.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the December 11, 2013 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items 37. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 10, and this will complete the staff's recommendation to the docket review committee.
Move we approve staff recommendation. Sanders.
That concludes your presentation?
Yes.
Are there any public comments? Any board comments? I need a motion to approve.
I did. Sanders.
Mr. Sanders. Seconded by Mr. Smith. Is there any objection? No objection. So ordered. I need a motion to adjourn this committee.
Sanders.
Motion and a second. Any objection? Committee is adjourned.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
All right. At this time, I'd like to reconvene the regular board meeting. Do I have a motion to come out of recess?
Sanders, from Sanders moves.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Not all in favor? All opposed? We're back in regular session. This time, I'd like a motion to approve last month's minutes, the minutes for the November 13th, 2013 meeting. Of a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Schutz. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. 3A, Lease Review Committee. 3B, Nomination and Track Committee. 3C, Audit Committee. 3D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And 3E, Docket Review Committee. Have any questions or conversation or questions or conversations of on those committee recommendations?
Second.
A motion approved by Mr. Arnold, second by
Sanders.
Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item 4 is our technical briefing or executive session. Are we ready? All right. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to go into recess for our executive session.
Sanders moves.
We have a motion by Mr. Lambert, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're in recess. We'll be back shortly. To entertain a motion to come back in a regular session. Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. Any questions or public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. We're ready for our presentation of the bids. I appoint Mr. Victor Vaughn to present those to us.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 43662, we had a bid by Discover Oil and Gas Properties. The staff recommends that that bid be rejected and that the tract be re-advertised with minimums. As to the remaining tracts, we are recommending that all of those bids be accepted.
All right. Any questions or discussion? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept those bids. I have a motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 6, is any announcements?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale is $770,570.92, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to just over $12 million.
Great. Thank you. Any other announcements? If not, I'd like to wish everyone a happy holiday season and maybe ask that you kind of get these bids up next year. And with that, wish you all a happy holidays. And we have a motion to adjourn by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned till next year. Thank you.